Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health. Now here's your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner, and we are local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region. Our mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order for you to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease so that you can live to your God-given potential. That's why we do what we do. That's why we get up in the morning. That's why we have this show. Is our hope and prayer every single week is to reach the unreached with not only the information and knowledge that we will share each segment, but to instill action and to really put the health results that you desire back into your hands with having the power of choice. And so we know right now in our culture, people are over-medicated. There's too many surgeries that are happening. There's way too many injections. People are searching for the next pill, potion, or lotions to try to heal their body. But at the end of the day, they're not knowing really what health means, how to achieve it naturally, and understanding that health does come from within, not from the outside in. And so your body is designed to heal, it desires to heal, and that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And once we understand that and believe that to be true, our action steps will actually parallel that. It will support that, the fact. And so, but unfortunately in our cultures, we may say that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We may think that our body's a miracle, but our actions just don't support that. And so we're reaching this level of hypocrisy happening in our culture where, you know, when we feel our first sickness, symptom, or disease, we just ignore it and never listen to the body. Either we medicate it, which just hides it, it's a band-aid, and really the underlying things are getting worse. Or the three is we can actually look for the cause of the problem. And so that's why what we do in our clinic, that's what we're trying to ignite in your mind and your heart to really start to look for the causes of maybe the symptom, sickness, or disease that you have. Or hopefully, our hope is that to be able to focus on healing and functioning so that you never have to experience the negative things that most Americans are experiencing right now. And so we do that by approaching delivering a whole new healthcare delivery system, which we call the five essentials, right? Essential number one is mindset, having the right mindset about how we're designed to heal, making sure we're not letting the negative news and all of the stressors around us completely impact us internally and from a health perspective. Number two is we got to make sure our nervous system is healthy. Our spine has to be healthy in order for the nervous system to be well. And then three is we have to improve our nutrition. What kind of nutrients, minerals are we feeding our body? Four is, are we exercising? Are we moving our joints, getting our heart rate up, getting our lungs opened up? Are we sweating every day? That's a rule that I always have. And then number five is, are we detoxing? Are we reducing the chemicals that we're being exposed to? Are we proactively detoxing our organs, cells, and tissues? And so as we look at those five essentials, they're not just five good ideas, but they're essentials for your health. And so what Dr. Dana and I see and Dr. Brian and I see in the clinic is we see people that come in who are just lost. They don't know where to go when it comes to health and healing. And so every show we want to give you guys hope, and we want to share testimonies of how people have transformed their health. And so stay tuned for all of those on today's show. Every week I do want to send out the recipe of the week. And so if you want to get the recipe of the week, this week's recipe is a healthy chocolate smoothie recipe. So the healthy chocolate smoothie recipe, we can get this to you. All you have to do is simply pick up the phone and text in your email address, and my team will email you the chocolate smoothie recipe. The number to text in right now is 314-586-6100, 314 586-6100.
Yeah, so a lot of times people come in, you know, come to the chiropractor and they say, I'm kind of skeptical. I'm kind of, I don't know about this. Or, you guys are my last hope. I've been everywhere. And the mindset in that way is because of we've been indoctrinated and we've been shown this health path that has kind of been crumbling in the last 10 years, I'd say. And it's a lot of it has to do with the foundation of where the health fields are. And, you know, we have great doctors, we have great surgeons, and just the way that they're trained is kind of not the way that most of us need in our lives, where we need to prevent these diseases. We're preventing sicknesses, we're preventing injury from happening. Yes, they're amazing at crisis care. I love the care that you can receive when you're in emergency and crisis. However, we don't heal from a pill. You don't heal from a pill. You cover up that symptom from a pill, or your body is not able to adapt wholly because you're taking medications or you're having a surgery that maybe not be necessary. So when we deliver the five essentials within the clinic, it's to look at your whole body, and it's to get your nervous system on point so that you can heal from above down, inside out. Now, if that means to you spiritually, you know, from above down, if it's a spiritual thing, or if it's a temporal thing or a physical thing, above down is from your brain down your spinal cord, out your spinal nerves to your every tissue, organ, and cell in your body. And that's the only way it happens. That's the only way we heal. And in order for us to heal at 100%, we have to remove anything that's interfering with that. And what we do in our clinic is we remove the interference that's going on in the spine. And then a lot of things happen. The cascade of systemic problems all start to fall away. And then your body's able to heal, not from a pill, not from a potion, not from a lotion. It's from your innate ability of your body, the doctor within your body, to heal you. And it's just amazing to see. And it's comforting. And it's also, that's why Dr. Nick and I get passionate. And we get have a great desire to just tell you all these things, because we know that we see it and we understand it. And so we're just trying to help you understand that a little bit better.
Yeah. And so like last week we had a huge week. We saw all different ages of people that week as new patients, but we really wanted to focus on kids and families. And the reason that we focused on that this past week is just, one, we're always focused on it, but we wanted to be more intentional by communicating with our patients that, you know, we take the kids to the pediatrician for well child checks, but we actually never take them to the chiropractor. We never see what their spine looks like, which is unbelievable. And so I shared this stat last week, but I feel like I have to share it again, that one in three children in America are suffering with asthma, allergies, ADHD, or on the autism spectrum, right? And so we know like that those numbers are getting worse. They're not getting better. And to me, that just doesn't make sense, right? We have more access to the medical model, more access to drugs, more access to early intervention than ever before in history, but the kids are getting sicker. And I believe to what Dr. Dane just said earlier, the kids are getting sicker because the crisis care and acute care isn't designed to provide health and healing. It's designed to keep somebody alive in a crisis situation. So if someone has severe asthma, like, thank God for the inhaler, thank God for the breathing treatments, but we kind of ignore the question, I wonder what's causing the asthma in the first place. Now, many people would say, well, it must be genetic, but as we know, it's less than 10% of whatever happens to our health goes back to our genes. So 90% of is not genetic, right? So we can't say genes. Sometimes people say, well, the kids will just grow out of it. No, that doesn't make sense. If they grow out of it, they grow into another sickness, symptom, or disease, right? So it just changes form. But something underlying is causing that. And so for me, guys, like I suffered with allergies as a kid, skin issues, gut issues, exercise-induced asthma, all these things that it was like it was one thing led to the next thing, led to the next thing. And all I was taught is to take medications. And so this last week when we saw all these kids coming to the office, you just see they have dark circles underneath their eyes. The parents are hopeless. They don't want to take their kid to the ER anymore. They don't want to take their kid to the urgent care, and I don't blame them. But they're never taught to look at the child's spine. And so just so you guys understand the anatomy behind this, that the nerves that come out of the neck, right, they have to be getting from the brain down the spinal cord and across the nerve roots that come out of the cervical spine or the neck region that go to the immune system, and it goes to the lungs. And so if the neck has been damaged, maybe even from the birth process, maybe falls, maybe sporting injuries, maybe car accidents, maybe if you're an adult sitting at the desk all the time, what happens is it puts pressure on these nerves, and therefore that pressure on the nerves causes the body not to be functioning at 100%. Therefore, things like asthma or allergies can develop, or chronic immune system issues start to develop. And so we saw these kids coming in with who have damage in their neck, starting from the birth process, and then just technology, right? The iPhones, iPads, how they sit, all those things. And so, you know, what's cool is that although we see where the kids come from, we know what's in store for them when they get care in our clinic. And so when we see people come into the office who they're at a loss, they've been to multiple medical doctors, they've tried different medications, they don't want to suffer with things anymore, and they almost have this sense of hopelessness, like they've been everywhere, this is my last resort, right? When really it should be the first resort. But what we see is this: we see that transformation can happen, healing can happen, and as long as we put the right protocols and steps in place and they follow that and they choose to take action, that's when revelation happens. That's when they're repaired, they're restored, they're renewed, and for the first time in their life they may be able to heal. They may be able to heal and function. And so one of those people that came into the office from the radio show, she came in about 2 years ago now, and she's still a patient. Her name's Jan. And when Jan came in, she's in her early 30s when she came in, and she was listening to the radio show, and she called in, and she goes, "Dr. Nick, like, you know, it's just something I've just been dealing with as a teenager, as going back to when I was a kid, I've had headaches. So I get headaches a lot." And I go, "How often are you getting headaches?" She goes, "Anywhere from 4 to 5 times a week." And I said, what are you doing for them?" She goes, "Well, my doctor just said to take Excedrin Migraine. So every single month I go get a big bottle of Excedrin Migraine, and I make sure I carry it wherever I go. So I make sure it's in my car with me. I make sure it's in my purse when I go to work. I just make sure it's in my house. Like, even I have multiple bottles in different areas where I usually spend most of my time." And I go, "What happens if you don't take it?" She goes, "Well, it just keeps getting worse, and it debilitates me to where I have to miss work, and I have to be bedridden and in a dark room with no noise." And I go, "So what happens if you do take it?" She goes, "Well, it helps for that day, but the next day it keeps coming back." I go, "It sounds like it's a miracle pill for that moment, but then really it's never fixing the cause of the problem. Would you agree with that?" She goes, "Yeah, that's why I'm kind of hopeless. I've thought I've just had to rely on this medication for the rest of my life. But when I was listening to the radio show, you said something about the curve in your neck. And if you guys aren't familiar with the curve in the neck has to look like, you should have a 45-degree curve in the side view of your neck. It should be the shape of a C. And what happens over time, you start to lose that curvature. There starts to be degeneration in the spine. And what happened with Jan is that she had been in a couple car accidents as a kid, and she was an athlete growing up, even a high school athlete, collegiate athlete. No major traumas there, but just the typical use and abuse that comes with being an athlete. And what we saw in her spine is that she had degeneration in her lower neck. She had bone spurring and arthritis that no one had ever told her about. And she had lost the curvature in her neck. And so I said, "Listen, we have to stop. We got to stop this from getting worse, and we got to get this corrected as soon as possible." And so we started to adjust Jan with specific chiropractic care. Her headaches went away. She's been off the medication now for 2 years. She hasn't had a headache in over a year, and she's living life again. And it all started with her coming to our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. If you're listening to the show and you say, "Man, I need to see if you can help me with my headaches," the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally to walk into our clinic, it's $140, but if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $40. This is all that we ask, is that you pick up the phone and you call now. When you call, we will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner, and we're your Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region. Our health center is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Great way to get connected with us, where we have a lot of awesome complimentary resources, and to get you to know just what's going on in our clinic and all the things we're doing in the community. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. Health From Within STL.com. You know, we talked on the last segment about Jan, who was suffering with headaches, and how she really had her health restored. And really, she got to the root cause of her headaches by addressing them in our clinic. And as I said, she's been headache-free now for 2 years. She's been off medication. She has her life back. And it all started with her taking action. She took action. She said, listen, taking medications every day isn't the answer. I have to figure out what's causing this. And correct it. So she started to correct it in our clinic, and she got her life back. Awesome. So, Jan, if you're listening, keep rocking and rolling. You're doing so awesome, and we love having you part of the Health From Within family. You know, every week we want to make sure we get you guys something into your hands that you can take action on immediately. So whether that's coming to the clinic, whether that's coming to an event, or whether it's getting a recipe of the week. So this week we wanted to give you our recipe of the week. It is our healthy chocolate smoothie recipe. This is awesome. Everyone loves this. So I want to make sure you get this recipe into your hands. The best way to do that is by simply picking up the phone and texting in your email address, and my team will email you the recipe, okay? So the number to text in to get the healthy chocolate smoothie recipe is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100.
So in the last segment, we talked a little bit about health and healing. We talked about kids. And one thing that I've been kind of diving and focusing on a little bit with kids and with the next generation is their mindset, where it is. And in Max Living, we have a network of doctors, and we're all focused on trying to change that cultural mindset and trying to change our generation. And so we go out and we do radio, and we go and give people lunch and learns, and we go to, you know, provide dinners for people and just give talks all the time and trying to educate as much as we can. Now, in order to do that, we have to, you know, educate ourselves and understand where we're going. We see these things in the clinic. We see these things in our own families. And so we're just taking what we see, what we've learned, and trying to apply it and help other people to see that. And one thing that we saw at one of these lunch and learns, it was actually with a group of Girl Scouts. And we were just talking about health and how they can receive more health. And this little girl, you know, she you could see like the things were turning in her head. And then all of a sudden she said, well, what does that mean to me? What does healing mean to me when I have been giving Ritalin? I have ADHD. And I've been told I have to take this probably for the rest of my life. So what does that mean for me? And when I hear stuff like that, it just breaks my heart, because that little girl is not born with a Ritalin deficiency. Do you guys understand that? Like, we're not born with a Ritalin deficiency. We're not born with a aspirin deficiency. We have the ability to heal within ourselves. It's just something is going on within our body that's interfering with that. And who knows what could have happened at her beginning of her life to cause that interference, but something was there, and we have to find that root cause, whether it's nutrition, whether it's detoxing, or getting to the spine, the master control system, and getting that corrected. And so the complete opposite of that mindset is a lot of times we see in our own families, and I've been able to see a lot in the last 3 years, really studying, diving in, my kids really changing their mindset. Is just last night, my son had a fever, right? So he had a fever, and he's laying there, and he's not feeling well. It's, you know, about 101, 102. He's 6 years old. And the first thing that comes to his mind is, Dad, I need an adjustment. Mm. He understands how his body heals after he's got that adjustment, and how it relaxes his body, and how it produces all kinds of things within the body, systemically and physiologically. And so he, after this adjustment, he immediately falls asleep. And he wasn't surprised, and I wasn't surprised either. And he wakes up, and he's like, Dad, I feel pretty good. And I said, yeah, your body's still healing, though. Let's still rest. Let's wrap you up. Let's keep that fever up as much as can, so we can completely get rid of that. Now, in the mindset of most of us, and even this was me even 4 years ago, 5 years ago, is let me give him something to get him out of pain in that discomfort stage. Let me give him some Tylenol or ibuprofen, and then he can go on his way and go play and do whatever he needs to do. And that virus or whatever it is would have lasted 2 to 3 days, almost every time. This virus that lasted, it lasted probably 12 hours, I could say, because we supported it. And his mindset was, I understand my body can heal. I understand that through correcting it, supporting it, and letting my body do its thing, that it can heal. And it does quickly. And it's just a total different mindset shift that we have to start instilling into our young ones now. And in order to change their mindset, we have to be the example, and we have to be the leaders. And when you hear something like this and you try it, and then all of a sudden, wow, it works, right? Or you hear someone, your friends or families, or even people that we mentioned on the radio show here today, that you hear that, then you put action steps to that, and then you see the change in your mindset, you see the change in your health. It's just amazing to see that you can influence so many.
I think it just starts with being intentional, right? Because at the end of the day, like you said, 4 or 5 years ago, if he has a fever or your kid has a fever, we're just taught to go to the quickest route possible, the fastest relief system, which we think is going to be medication. That's how we're raised. And unfortunately, that actually weakens the immune system longer. So it's short-term gain for, or I should say short-term comfort for, you know, long-term detriment, essentially, right? So because what's happening is like, oh, I want to make everyone feel comfortable. Like, no one wants their kid to be sick and suffering. So we say, well, it's so easy just to give them medication, which then is going to lower the fever, which then makes them more susceptible to a more serious disease. And they're going to keep going and going and going throughout the day. And we just think it's okay, but it's not. It's not. You know, back in the day, the doctors would recommend that you support the fever. Like, if you talk to pediatricians who are in their, you know, 60s, 70s, they used to actually recommend that that you put, you know, warm double the socks on the feet, dress them in warm clothes, you know, make them take a hot shower or a hot bath to get their fever up, and then make sure they're able to sleep. And the reason why that's so important is if they're able to sleep, they're able to heal. And so what would happen is that when you support the fever like that, what happens is that the fever will spike when they're sleeping, and they'll sweat it out, and it will break, and that means their body fought off the infection, right? And so with a chiropractic adjustment to whether it's an adult or a child, it boosts the immune system to help fight the bacterial or viral infection. And so therefore, sometimes after adjustments with my kids, what happens is like they'll crash, they'll go to bed, but what happens is the fever spikes when they're sleeping, and they break the fever at night. And therefore, instead of an infection that may have been 2, 3, 4 days long, it's literally less than 12 hours long. And so that's what we're seeing, is that we're not saying that people may not experience a sickness or an infection. And we're not saying that. But what we're saying is that with the application of chiropractic care to somebody's immune system, the immune system is going to be boosted. It's going to work more efficiently and more effectively. And so when we think about medicating versus supporting the immune system, it's a completely different mind shift, right? It's a completely different thought process. And the human nature in us says, well, let's just go to the quick fix, right? Even for me, I'm like, I don't want my kids to be sick. It'd be a lot easier right now to take a medication. But I know if we push through, apply chiropractic care, we reduce some of the bad foods they may be eating. We get more rest. We take X, Y, or Z supplement. And what happens is they're able to sleep better. That's when their body becomes immune to that infection, right? To that virus. So it's actually, you boosted the immune system. And now it's an investment in their health for the rest of their life. And so, you know, when we think about that for kids, we have to also think about that for adults. And so if adults, if we have an infection and we just are medicating to get through it, or we're taking rounds and rounds of antibiotics, like, that's not okay. Many of us jump to antibiotics way too soon, and we do need to wait on that and just see if our body can fight the infection. And many times, if you support the body and support the immune system with the five essentials, which is great mindset, healthy nervous system, good food, exercise and sweating it out, and detoxing, once we apply those five essentials to somebody's body, when their immune system may be weakened due to an infection, then many times they don't need the antibiotics. And how do I know that? We see that in my family. We see that in my team and their families. We see that with our patients. And to where instead of before, maybe we'd run to go to the urgent care and get an antibiotic, now we're able to sit back, process, wait, put a game plan and protocols in place, and they're able to actually boost the immune system. Long term, they're going to get way better results, and short term, they're going to get through this faster. And so, listen, it's a hard transition. I get it, but we got to start by changing our mindset. We got to change their mindset and understand why we want to change the mindset. It's because we don't want to live our life medicated, and then frequent sicknesses and having a weakened immune system chronically, and at the end of the day, never building up an immunity to maybe that viral infection or that bacterial infection. And so I know this to be true just because we see it happen every day. And so if you're struggling with that, listen, join the club. Mm-hmm. At some point, we always struggle with that, especially with, you know, growing families. And it's okay. It's okay to struggle with that. The problem is if we just kind of put blinders on and do what everyone else does in our culture and do what the pediatrician says and never ask questions, like, it's just not okay. We got to ask more questions, because at the end of the day, the results that you're going to get with your health are going to be a direct reflection of the study that you've done, of the questions that you've asked, and the results that you've required. And so if once we start to look and say, hey, where are we at? Where am I at as an individual? Where are we at as a married couple, as a spouse? Where are we at with my kids' health, and how did we get there? And it's okay to be off, but we got to get back. And so one of those people that I just absolutely love in our clinic, her name is Jane. She has just transformed her health. She came into the clinic. She was referred in by one of our other patients who we absolutely love. And she came in and she goes, listen, I'm active. I want to stay active. And she was in her late 60s. And she goes, I go dancing a couple of times a week. I'm expecting my first grandbaby. And sometimes I'm kind of have down moods. I don't want to have down moods. I don't want to have back pain. I don't want to be tired and have to take multiple naps a day. She goes, but my friend told me to come here because he feels like that there's something going on in my spine because of all the trauma that's happened to me. She's had some significant falls in the past. She's been through multiple car accidents. At the end of the day, she's just super active. And so she goes, I want to have more energy. I want to have better moods. And I want to have less back pain so that she can stay active and so that she can be the best grandmother she could be. And so Jane came in. We did a full exam of her spine. We checked out her posture. We did range of motion. And we did a full set of x-rays. And the reason we did x-rays is because we wanted to see if there was any arthritic change. We wanted to see if there's any degeneration and pressure on the nervous system that she maybe had no idea was there, right? And so we don't guess, we must test to see exactly what's happening. And so we found a scoliosis in her lower back that no one had ever told her about after the x-rays. And so the scoliosis wasn't severe, but it was moderate enough to cause problems to occur that she was experiencing, right? And so we started to reduce the scoliosis. We started to take pressure off the nervous system with chiropractic care. And what's amazing is Jane started to have more energy. She goes, Dr. Nick, I'm sleeping better than I ever have. This is crazy. She goes, I used to have to rely on melatonin every night to sleep, but now I don't have to because I'm sleeping great. She goes, my moods are just extremely better. I'm always happier. I feel like there's little to no stress that my body holds, and I have no more back pain anymore. She goes, I thought it was just something that came with age, and now I realize that it was my spine that was being ignored for years. And she goes, now I can't wait to continue to be more active. She picked up another dancing class, and she's expecting her first grandbaby. And so Jane's got her life back, and it all started with her coming to our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And, you know, if you're listening to the show and you say, man, I want to have more energy, I want to have little to no back pain, I want to have better moods, if you want one or all of those things, it all starts with by coming into the clinic and see if we can actually help you. And so normally to walk into the office for a new patient exam, it's $140, which includes x-rays and everything you need at the new patient exam. But if you're listening right now and you call in right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You got to call now. When you call, we will schedule you for your new patient appointment, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner. And we're your local Maximize Living chiropractors here, transforming healthcare by applying the five essentials and by transforming our mindset. Once we transform the mindset, then the action steps, the how-tos, become way easier. I say almost every single show that you have to be anchored to your why. What is your reason for wanting to be healthy? What is your reason to want to reverse or prevent sickness, suffering, and disease? Is it to have more energy? Is it to be a better parent? Is it to be a better grandparent? Is it to serve the community more? Oh, is it to, so you can be more productive at work? What is your why? What is the reason for doing this? Right? I can tell you my why is it so that I can lead my family, and so that I can be a good example to my family, my kids, my grandkids, my great grandkids. You know, my vision for my health and my life is that I'm gonna be able to play on the beach with my great grandkids. Without a cane, with no medications, with no joint degeneration, and I want to be able to, I want to be able to be 100% present for my family. And I want that for them because I believe they deserve it. I believe that, that God has called me to be that for them. And I realize that I can't be 100% present currently for my wife, for my kids, for my practice, for the people at church, if I'm sick and suffering. I mean, I don't know how anybody can. If you've ever been in pain or you're on any type of chronic medication, how in the world can you be 100% present? It's not even your fault at that point, right? Your brain is focused on, man, this pain is really bad. This pain is really bad. And so you just become almost desensitized to the environment because you're in so much pain, right? Or you're waiting for it to get more painful, or you're just doping up a medication just to get through the problem. But listen, guys, like, my heart breaks for people that are in that situation because that's all they know. It's all they've really experienced. And so I just know that there's something out there for you guys when it comes to health and healing that is greater than you can ever imagine. And we got to start by changing our mindset behind that and understanding that if we anchor to the why we want to be well, if we anchor to the why we want to eat kale salads, whatever it is, right? Then what will happen is that it will actually become a lifestyle change. See, does that make sense? So it will actually become a lifestyle change. And so we got to step back and say, okay, do I have headaches? Do I have back pain? Am I tired all the time? I can't sleep at night. Do I have neck pain? Do I have numbness and tingling? Like, all these things matter. And we got to start by taking a inventory of where our health is. What is our inventory? What's our current state of health? And we got to become super sensitive to that, because what I found in being in practice now for 11 years is that the people that are the most sensitive to what their body's telling them yield the best results. And the real reason that they yield the best results is because what happens is they've focused on those problems, they've addressed the cause of the problems, and they've corrected those, and therefore their body is healing miraculously for them without them having to will it, and they're experiencing health to the fullest. And that's my hope and prayer for you. Every single show, we want to make sure we get you something good into your hands. And so we want to get the healthy chocolate smoothie recipe into your hands today. The best way to do this is by simply picking up the phone and texting in your email address. And my team will email you the healthy chocolate smoothie recipe. The number to text in right now with your email address is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100.
Look, guys, our number one asset in our whole life is our health. It has to be, because once you lose it, everything else goes away. A lot of people think, oh, my number one asset is my large house, my mansion, my boat. Even you might be thinking, my number one asset is my children or my spouse. But if you don't have your health, you have none of that. You can't be with your spouse. You can't be with your children. You can't enjoy that boat. You can't go on those vacations because you're sick and suffering and dealing with those problems because you've lost your health. And so in order to change that, in order to either pay for, you know, health now or sickness later, which, by the way, sickness later is very, very expensive, pay for health now just comes through changing little things each day, changing what you eat in the morning slightly, changing how you move a little bit slightly, getting your spine checked and making sure that you are on point with your nervous system. Understanding that detoxing isn't just, you know, taking these supplements or doing those things. It's removing those toxins out of your home. And it's bringing good things into a home so that you can keep those toxins away. And so it's just the little things. And you know, my mindset is I got to go in head first and I got to get rid of everything all at once. Luckily, I have a wonderful spouse that helps keep me in check. And she reminds me, hey, we can't do this all at once. And so I just encourage you, look, just take little things inch by inch. Okay. And so, and that'll just transform your mindset a little bit more. Then all of a sudden you do have your number one asset, which is your health. And it's even powerful, more strong for that, so that you can lead, you know, your family or lead your business or lead your faith group or whatever it is, so that you can give them 100%. Because, you know, guys, we can't pour from an empty cup. Mm-hmm. You absolutely cannot. I've tried. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of you out there are probably trying and barely pouring from that empty cup. And so in order to reach your God-given potential, we always say that or hear that. What it is being able to have your number one asset and to be able to push forward in life so that you can be who you need to be for others. And that's just an amazing thing to be. And it's an amazing place to be at when you can be that place. And it comes from your number one asset.
Yeah, I think that's a huge point. You know, just just like taking step by step, day by day, change by change, and your spouse keeping you in check. Some of you are listening right now, and maybe you are a single parent with kids that are keeping, or they don't even know it yet, but they're keeping you kind of hanging on to that old way of living, right? Whether it's medication, whether it's nutrition, lack of exercise, or maybe you're married to one of those people that is pushing you a little bit to get out there and change your health. No matter where you're at, what camp you're in there, that it's okay to be where you are, but just know that there's really no gray area when it comes to health. That as long as we're pushing the ball in the right direction, no matter how slow it takes you to go in the positive direction, you're going to yield better results, right? It's gonna pay dividends. You're going to have a return on your investment of time, energy, and money. But I will tell you this: if we're not intentional about pushing in the right direction with our health, we're going to slide back. And we're going to keep sliding back, and then we're going to find excuses along the way. We've all been there. I completely get it. But we are really great at justification, aren't we? We are awesome at justifying, where it's like, I'm too busy to exercise. Oh, we just had a kid, so we order takeout all the time, right? My wife loves pizza, so of course I got to eat the pizza, right? Or, you know what? There's medication in the cabinet. I'm just going to take the medication in the cabinet because it's just the easy thing to do, right? And so, listen, we've all been there. We're great at justification. It's called human nature, where we want to blame other things or other people or our age or our genetics, right? That's where we're at with our health, right? But I mean, if you're listening to the show and you haven't turned the station yet because we're yelling at you about how to get healthy, then I believe you're in a place where you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, it's time that I make baby steps. It's time that I make changes and I sustain those changes, because not only do you deserve it, but the people around you deserve for you to be a 100% present. And so one of those patients that had that look in the mirror conversation with himself, his name's Jeremy. He was listening to the radio show, this is a year ago now, and he called in and he goes, Dr. Nick, you know, I'm a dad of two kids. I've been diagnosed with low testosterone. I don't have the energy to even get up in the morning. I go to bed way too early. I sleep a ton, but I still don't have the energy. And it's interrupted sleep all night long. I'm not sleeping all night long. And he was suffering with lower back pain. And he was one of those guys that had to sit at a desk all day long. So you could tell by just how he sat, how he stood, that there was damage in his lower back. He was compensating. And you can even tell how he was walking too. It's, you know, this guy's in his late 20s. And so I go, Jeremy, what have you done for this? He goes, man, the doctor just told me to get on some testosterone and told me to take these anti-inflammatories for my lower back. And then he put me on some sleeping meds. But he's like, what I found is that the sleeping meds, although I may sleep more, I'm groggy all next day. And from what the research I'm reading is that sleeping meds actually lower your testosterone. He goes, well, this doesn't really make sense. I go, no, it doesn't. And so he came into the office. We did a full exam of his spine. Why did we start with his spine and not his nutrition? Because what I realized is that in your 20s, 30s, or even 50s, whatever it is, you should be able to eat really anything you want. I don't condone that, but you should be able to eat what you want and then still be able to sleep and still have the energy, right? And so Jeremy, though, I just knew that there was something wrong in his spine. So we did an exam of his spine, his lower back. You should have a 45-degree curve in your lower back from the side, and he was at 0 degrees. So he had lost 100% of the curvature in his lower back from the side. There was disc space degeneration and bone sprain in his lower back. And I go, what in the world happened? And he goes, listen, I sit at a desk for years. For the last 10 years, I've been sitting at a desk. I've had falls as a kid. I played baseball all through college. He's like, this makes sense. He goes, does this make sense with my energy levels, my testosterone? I go, absolutely. The nerves that come out of your lower back, they also go to your reproductive hormones and to your colon. And so we started to adjust the spine. And within 3 months, his T levels came up, his sleep improved, and more importantly, he had energy because he felt better. His lower back pain was better. But it all started with him coming to the clinic and getting results. It started with him with a new patient exam. And so our office is called Health From Within. We are located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. If you're listening to the show now and you say, man, I need to see if you can help me with my sleep, low back pain, energy levels, maybe I need to come to you. The first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally that new patient appointment in our clinic is $140, but if you're listening to the show right now and you call now, it's only $40. Literally, you save $100. So this is the step. You just got to call, pick up the phone, call. My team will schedule you and we will take the $40 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. 800-800-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host. I'm here along here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner, and we are your local chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airways. Man, today has been an incredible show. We talked about Jan getting rid of her headaches through the power of chiropractic. We talked about Jane getting rid of her back pain, having better moods, more energy, and really being able to stay active in her late 60s and expect her first grandbaby and be able to pick up her grandbaby without pain. She was worried about that. Now she can do all those things. All right, so Jane's got her life back. She has her quality of life back. We talked about Jeremy over the last segment, who was diagnosed with low testosterone, couldn't sleep at night, didn't have the energy to be a dad to his two kids, and was suffering with low back pain for years due to his desk job. Well, we started to adjust his spine. He started to get rid of the low back pain through the power of chiropractic. His sleep had improved, his energy levels went up, and he's a better dad now because of it. And so, you know, we share these testimonies not to brag on our patients, but really to share the story of health and healing and redemption about how the body has the ability to heal itself if we take out the interferences. See, we don't heal the body. The best doctor is already inside of you. And so as long as there's no interference in the spinal cord and the spine and the nervous system, the body will have the ability to heal optimally and to function optimally. See, the definition of health is how your body's healing and functioning. It's not just how you feel. Many people say, I just want to feel good. Listen, guys, I want that for you too. But more importantly, I want you to function great. Right, I want you to function well. I want to be preventative with the function and healing of your body. But many people say, well, I'm just going to do whatever it takes to feel better. And then whenever I feel better, I'm just going to stop. No. That's not what you should do, right? You should continue to change the things in your health, your spine, your life that's going to allow you the ability to continue to feel great, continue to heal great, and yield the results that you deserve when it comes to the outcomes in your health. You guys, I know it's not easy in this culture to be healthy. The principles are simple because we're in an information age. Everyone would agree that we have to have the right mindset. You have to have a healthy spine. You have to eat a clean diet. You have to exercise every day. You got to detox. Everyone would agree with those five essentials. Those principles are agreeable and simple to agree on, right? The problem is that the application in our culture makes it challenging. It makes it challenging in a culture because we're in a culture that's designed to meet our human nature needs, right? Our culture is designed to say, listen, whatever's going to keep you the most comfortable, whatever's going to be the most convenient for your schedule, and whatever's going to be the cheapest for you, that's probably what's good for your health. And most people would realize if you've tried to get on the path of health and you stayed the course, if you ran the race, right, what happens is that getting healthy can be uncomfortable. It can. Getting healthy can be an inconvenience, right? And I would agree with that. And getting healthy can be an investment of time and money. I would agree with all those three statements. But I will tell you is that whether we're trying to gain health on our own terms or trying to remove sickness in a crisis state, both of those states, both of those options are going to be inconvenient for you. They're both going to be uncomfortable for you, and they're both going to be an investment of your time and money. They just will. So either you're gonna do it on your own terms and get healthy, inconvenience, uncomfortable, and invest in yourself, or you're going to lose your health and start to make that decision in the hospital, not on your own terms. I hope and pray for everybody is that we're on the front end of that we're actually getting out of our comfort zone. We're putting the choices of getting healthy on our calendar, and we're putting aside time and money to invest into our health to yield a bigger ROI than simply, hey, I just want to feel good today, or hey, I guess I'll just be on this medication forever, or hey, when is that next magic surgery coming out? No. We have to start taking control of our health now so we never have to have that conversation. And if we do, it's the last days of our life, not when we're in our 20s, 30s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever it is, right? We got to make sure that that's on the front end of our brain and that we're being intentional and present with that. And one of the things that we do to help people at least make those baby steps, if anything, just make a baby step, is we want to get we want to get things into your hands. And so one of the easiest things to do to get in your hands, because everyone loves recipes, is by getting this one of the recipe of the week into your hands. And so this week's is called the Healthy Chocolate Smoothie Recipe. If you didn't text in your email address yet, make sure you do that, and we will send you the Healthy Chocolate Smoothie Recipe. It's awesome. The number to text in with your email address is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100.
Yeah, just to go along with that, you know, just the struggle is real, right? We're trying to get better at doing these things in our lives. It just takes some effort, right? And, you know, the cliche of the butterfly coming out of the cocoon, the butterfly has to go through that struggle in order for it to be that butterfly it needs to be. And some of the things I just read about with my oldest daughter, she's 12, she's getting into anatomy, and she thinks it's pretty cool. We were talking about the birthing process and how when a child comes to the birthing process and how what that looks like and why do they have to do that and does it hurt the baby and things like that. So one thing that I mentioned to her is that it is a struggle. It's kind of stressful for the baby and for mom. But that stressful moment for that baby is very, very crucial. And we discussed the cranium and the skull. And one of the things that a baby does as they go through the birth canal is when it's squeezed, that head is squeezed, it's able to produce CSF. The CSF is able to flow through the body and able to turn on that immune system a little bit better and to get that pumping. And when the baby's not able to go through that struggle, it takes a little longer in their life for those things to happen. And that's why we see sometimes with getting kids checked immediately, there is a little delay there, and if they have to go through a C-section or whatever it is. But I say that just because, you know, just talking with my kids or talking to adults and other people that don't want to struggle when trying to get healthy or prevent sickness is just something that we just have to get out of our minds and get out of our heads, because in the struggle, we always come out with something better. And, you know, if you think about everything in your life that you struggled through, and I'm just coming along at the end of my chiropractic schooling career, right? I'm graduating soon. And that struggle has led me to so much more knowledge, to so much more passion for health. And that's the thing that we should be striving for. Yes, it's a struggle. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's sometimes not convenient, and it costs a little bit of money, right? But the outcomes are so much better when we can be that person that we want to be. Like, we can get rid of that back pain, or get rid of the headaches, or get rid of the digestive issues, so that we can be the mom, dad, grandma, or brother that we need to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's huge. I mean, life, right? I mean, there's things you got to push through that are gonna grow you, right? I mean, yeah. there's no growth without pushing. There's no growth without without getting uncomfortable. There's no growth without pain. Sometimes, I mean, I talk about this with patients. Like, you know, sometimes they're like, "Oh man, I'm so sore from my workout. I don't know if I can go today." Or, "I did tons of rehab for my spine, and my spine's sore." We look at it as a many times they look at it as a negative thing, but really, it's like I bring them back to like, hey, thank God you're feeling that, because that means you're doing something. Like, something's changing, right? So it's many of us just like want to retreat from that discomfort, but I think we have to embrace that discomfort a little bit. If it's controlled, don't embrace a random headache that you've never asked why it's happening. Don't embrace that. But when you're actually making the changes in your health, maybe your gut is changing, maybe your spine is changing, maybe you're getting sore a little bit from the exercises that you're doing, right? Maybe you're detoxing, you feel worn out because you're detoxing. Listen, you got to embrace that a little bit. And I always use the analogy, or I guess the metaphor, is that it's kind of like growing pains, right? That when a kid has a growing pains, yeah, I don't want my kids that suffer and wake up in the middle of the night with growing pains, but like, okay, thank God they are having those growing pains, so they don't look like they're kindergartners when they're adults, right? I mean, so they have to grow, and it doesn't feel great, but they just have to grow. And once you tell them the why behind it, they're like, okay, yeah, I want to get taller. I guess it doesn't hurt as bad anymore.
Yeah,
right?
The miracle too about that is if you catch it early with these kids, you get their health and everything on point. Yeah. Then the miracle is what they never get.
Yeah,
you know, and if you're an older person, remember, it's taken quite a while to get to this point for your body, and so it's got to go through some time to get out of it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I mean, so the muscle memories, the patterns, the habits, everything that your body's gotten used to for, let's say, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, people want the quick fix overnight. But I can tell when patients get it who've been listening to the radio show long enough, and they all say, yeah, this didn't happen overnight, so I don't expect it to go away overnight. And I think there's just there's some value in just being honest with yourself that you've pretty much neglected your body. Many people have neglected their body for a good 20 plus years. And now we want the results that we wanted, you know, over the weekend. And what's amazing is it doesn't take 20 years to see those results, but we do have to be a little bit more patient with ourselves. You know, we talk about this with food, like people want to lose, you know, however much weight. And after a week, if they don't see the results, they're discouraged. And I'm like, no. You've been eating McDonald's for the last 10 years. You've been drinking soda every day for the last 10 years. And you were smoking too for 15 years. So imagine what your body's having to go through, which is great, detoxing all of that. Your body's going to detox your organs before it wants to release weight or let go of weight. And so understanding that it's okay to take time and be patient with yourself, right? And don't give up. Just keep pushing forward. You know, we're not looking for perfection. We just want progress, right? And so one of those people that was just, her name is Barb. One of the people that came into the office a few months ago now, she was listening to the radio show and she was just discouraged. She was really hard on herself and she called in the radio show and she goes, Dr. Nick, the doctor says my thyroid just keeps getting worse. They said they're going to have to remove it. And I keep having this neck pain. And no matter what I eat, I keep having bloating in my stomach. Like nothing, my digestion is way off no matter if I'm juicing, if I'm fasting, if I'm eating clean. And she goes, like, I've done everything medically. I've done everything lifestyle-wise. But from what you said, that if my spine is damaged, it causes a dysfunction in my energy levels. It causes a dysfunction in my metabolism and even in my colon. And so we brought her in the office. And in every one of the rooms in our office, we have a nerve system chart. Okay, and on this chart, it shows from the side that you have to have 3 45-degree curves in your spine. And then from the back, it must be straight up and down. But what's amazing is that when you see what areas of the spine control what organs, it's incredible. She was looking at this chart. She nearly got choked up because she realized that her neck pain that she'd had for years was affecting her thyroid and even affecting her stomach. And the reason that it affects that is because the nerves that come out of the lower neck not only go to your shoulders and your muscles of your neck causing discomfort and pain, but also it was going to her thyroid and it was going to her stomach area. She actually found what was causing it for the first time in her life. We did a full exam of her spine. We did x-rays. We saw exactly what was going on in her neck. There was damage that had to be removed. We started to adjust her spine, correcting her curvature and getting the pressure off the nerve system. And within 3 months, her neck pain is gone. Her doctor has taken her off 50% of her thyroid medication and her digestive system is normal. And it all started with her coming to our clinic. And so normally when people come into our clinic off the street, it's $140 for a new patient exam. But when people are listening to the show and they want to come into the office for an exam, x-rays to see if we can help them with the neck pain or the bloating issues, whatever it is, it's only $40 if you call on the radio show. So this is the step. You got to pick up the phone and call now. When you call, my team will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We appreciate you tuning into the show today. Have a blessed week and tune in next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.